Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 19th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Iran has lifted airspace restrictions put in place after Israel's strike near the city of Isfahan. The country's state media downplayed the airstrike, saying three small flying objects were downed by air defense systems. The narrow Israeli attack and Iran's soft rhetoric in response appeared to be an attempt by both sides to calm tensions, after more than a week of concerns that Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza would grow into a larger regional conflict. But fears of a miscalculation remain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken declined to say whether the U.S. had received advance warning of Israel's strike, but he said that the U.S. was not involved in any offensive operations. Tesla is recalling almost 4,000 Cybertrucks to repair or replace faulty accelerator pedals. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said the electric truck's accelerator pedal pad might dislodge and get trapped, causing the vehicle to accelerate unintentionally and increasing the risk of a crash. Officials say Tesla isn't aware of any crashes, injuries, or deaths associated with the accelerator. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. And the House of Representatives voted 316-94 to advance Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion foreign aid and weapons package. Most Democrats backed the Republican leader to move the measure past a procedural hurdle. It's a major step forward for the package of bills, which are related to Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan, and the social media app TikTok. A final vote to approve the measures is expected tomorrow. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.